You're listening to the audio production of When Faith Fails, Finding God in the Shadow of Doubt by Dominic Dunn, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Mark Smeeby. Introduction. When Faith Fails. I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief. Mark 9:24. Chances are you're listening to this book because you or someone close to you is struggling with doubt. But it wasn't always that way. Your faith was once emphatically alive, soaked in wide-eyed wonder, joy-filled simplicity, and unflinching trust. It was everything. But then you experienced a sudden loss, a friend, parent, or child. Your tattered heart screams, "Why?" But the answers you get feebly collapse in a flood of pain and grief. If faith can't help in times like this, then why have it? Perhaps your views have changed socially or politically, and that's reshaping how you understand the Bible. You used to love the Bible. It was your spiritual lifeline, but now you can't read it without noticing everything that offends you. Maybe you were hurt by the church or by someone you looked to as a spiritual mentor. You've immersed yourself in science, and now you're filled with piercing questions about its relationship to faith. Are the two compatible? You still want to believe, but you just don't think it makes sense anymore. Perhaps you've grown disillusioned because after years of prayer, you've heard nothing. Your soul yearns for answers, but God remains silent. Or maybe you fell into the malaise of the commonplace. At one point, your faith in God animated and inspired everything in life. Your heart throbbed for Him. But then you experienced what Eugene Peterson calls the Badlands, the long, lonely stretches of mundane, boring living. Your once vibrant faith is now sedated by conference calls, diapers, exams, lawnmowers, Instagram notifications, office drama, and sitting in traffic. Whatever the cause of your doubt, and that list alone could fill another book, you're here because you know that doubt is not only real, but incredibly painful. And the pain is compounded because you don't know where to go or who to talk to. Who in your life will understand? Where can you go when the deepest part of you, your soul's intimacy with God, is being torn apart by uncertainty? At this point, you're typically given two options, and neither one is good. One is to demonize your doubt. In this narrative, doubt is labeled as the nemesis of faith, and those who doubt are judged and marginalized. Friends may respond with a far-off, "I feel sorry for you. Have you read your Bible lately? Look." Parents may get angry. Church leaders may misunderstand or criticize you. The second option is to idolize your doubt. In the thrill of deconstruction and fueled by a growing genre of podcasts and books, you watch as your faith goes up in smoke. It feels so progressive to ridicule what you used to believe, and then you wake up one day to find you don't believe in anything anymore. Both of these options leave us confused and unsettled. Neither one seems right. Where do we go from here? I can't help but wonder if there is a third way, one that doesn't demonize or idolize doubt, but recognizes doubt for what it is, an opportunity for authentic and vibrant faith. That is why I wrote this book. I wrote this book because you need to know that your doubts aren't a sign of spiritual collapse, but of a faith that is screaming out for substance and truth. I wrote this book because what you're longing for is not more scripted answers, but a safe place where you can honestly wrestle with the questions. I wrote this book because your doubt may be the best thing that has happened to you. I wrote this book because God loves doubters. The Bible is full of them. I wrote this book because God is with you in your doubt. I wrote this book because I know what it feels like to doubt. I've been there. I wrote this book because countless others have been there too. I want you to hear their stories. I want you to see them as they wrestle, agonize, and eventually encounter God. And I want you to know that doubt isn't a destination, but a road to be traveled. Of course, by definition, the subject of doubt is incredibly difficult to explore. In many ways, I feel like the mosquito in the nudist colony. I'm not sure where to begin. But if you're willing to invest the time to explore with me, here's how the journey will unfold. In part one, I'll start by thinking through the origin of doubt, chapter one. Why is it such an enduring part of the human story? Why did God create the world this way? Then we'll take a closer look at doubt, chapter two, defining it and seeking to understand its place in our lives. In chapter three,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?